Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, there's nothing like watching a proud mother listen to the commercial for her organization. Was that fun or what?
That was great. That was the first time I've heard it.
There you go. Oh, well, timing is everything. Well, it's a real pleasure to have Marcy Euler here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And let me introduce Marcy before we get rolling. She's the newly installed executive director and the first employee of the Tucson Festival of Books, which now we say is 99.9% volunteer organization that's committed truly to celebrating books, reading, and writing to bolster literacy in our community. This year will mark the fifth year of the festival, coming up on March 9th and 10th at the University of Arizona. It's the fourth largest book festival in the U.S., attracting 50,000 people in year one, up to 150,000 visitors last year. Marcy enjoys a rich career in nonprofit organization and community service, backed by an undergraduate degree in fashion merchandising with business marketing minor, a master's in education, and a nonprofit management certificate program. Having served in leadership positions for over 10 years in higher education, specifically the Office of Admissions and New Student Enrollment at U of A, Marcy is very civically minded. Being quite the rainmaker, she's landed significant grants for a variety of organizations, served on boards, and volunteered for the National Charity League, Ben's Bells, Catholic Tuition Support, the National Charity League, and, of course, the Festival of Books since its launch in 2009. So I have to start with the first question. Did you ever think that volunteering back in 2009, you'd ultimately find yourself now in the role of executive director?
Absolutely not. This has just been such a fortunate path to have followed, to be able to serve as a volunteer and then move into the sponsorship committee and then be able to serve the community as well as the festival in this role. It's really exciting.
That's great. And that sponsorship committee, of course, circled back and leveraged all your passion and your ability to write grants to continue to support the capability.
Right.
Yeah, it's one thing to come and be part of a hoopla that we're going to have come again, which our listeners, frequent listeners, know that I'm heavily involved in as well, with my husband having a publishing company. But to understand the engine that's behind the scenes, it's quite a machine, isn't it?
It is really beyond what the public can even imagine. There are 200 volunteers that work year-round making the festival happen. And then the weekend of the festival, another 1,800 people that work to do all of the different tasks, from setup and cleanup to helping people find the different venues to hosting the authors and everything in between. It's a really remarkable community-based event.
And, you know, again, that operative word is volunteer. So you've been a leader in organizations that you had the opportunity to give people a paycheck every 2 weeks. And it's something quite different when there isn't that financial payment.
Right.
But there's a tremendous amount of psychological payment, isn't there, that draws and keeps people together.
Absolutely. And I think that it speaks so highly of the citizenry here in Tucson, that they want to be involved, that they have embraced this in such a meaningful way, to go from a program of 50,000 people the first year to grow exponentially and to continue to serve in a volunteer capacity. People are coming from all over the country now to be part of the festival as a participant, either as an author or moderator, or just to come and enjoy all that the festival has to offer. So we serve not only our local community, but we are increasingly going into more regional markets, and ideally we will be having more and more people come from across the country, because it is such a special, personally engaging event.
And I also think that ties back into, though, the welcoming nature of Tucsonans.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a great place to come to. The friendliness, I felt that when we moved here from New England, and there's no way you can get out of the grocery store without a lot of people wanting to talk to you, which which once you get acclimated to it, you're saying, okay, this is just part of our culture of what we're all about here.
Absolutely. And where better to be in March when you're from a cold weather place than Tucson, where the weather is beautiful during the festival?
Sure. So well, I've had an opportunity to moderate several of the panels and welcome authors who've come from other in the United States. And many of them, while they might have gone to the big city up north, hadn't touched Tucson before. And they sit there with this look on their face like, did I just enter Shangri-La? I mean, with the mountains around us and the welcoming nature of truly how the volunteers have got every corner covered, whether it be the dinners beforehand, making sure they get to their panels on time, and then also the idea of sitting and selling their wares, of course, is an important thing for them to do.
And that is really a big part of it. The authors come because they can sell their books, and they can interact with the public in a way that is really full circle kinesthetic. You
right.
see, you touch, you feel the books, and you are interacting with the authors in a way that is really, they're like rock stars. And so that being able to, the bookstore does just a phenomenal job, the U of A bookstore, in purchasing the books so that they're there for fans to buy, and you can get it autographed by the person who has written this book. It's just an amazing gift to the community to be able to have that kind of personal interaction with people who are famous in the literary world.
But I'd also say, because I've had the opportunity to, again, be involved in hosting them, though, they don't come off with the edge of the rock star, but
right.
rather these are real human beings that are hungry to get that that customer feedback.
Right.
And the other thing, so to note, of course, we have 150,000 people last year come to the festival. It's interesting how some people I've talked to, they said, oh, we had a great time on the mall and all the providers of books and science nooks and children's events and wonderful food from our vendors from across the area. And then I said, well, what lectures did you go to? And they look at me like, what are you talking about? I said, well, didn't you know there are like 300 workshops going around the buildings nearby? I had no idea. And I said, well, you know, it's like anything when you plan to go to a trade show. You've got to get the Bible beforehand and kind of
right.
map your course out.
Right. So the newspaper, the Arizona Daily Star, does an incredible insert the Sunday before the festival. So this year it will be on Sunday, March 3rd, and it's 68 pages devoted entirely to the book festival. And there is a big pullout that shows all of the different sessions that are taking place, the panels and the authors who are taking part in those particular discussions, where those will be, where the signings will be, so that people can navigate the sessions. And certainly not all of the sessions are indoors. We have several stages on the mall. So the Star brings journalists to their tent that's on the mall. And we have a tent that the U of A sponsors that has a variety of different authors. We have a culinary tent where foodies can enjoy authors who are writing about Italian food or Indian food or any number of other kinds of food-related topics. It just has so many different flavors in terms of the festival, with children's area and a science area and people who are renowned in their area. You might be walking by something on the mall and see a tent that's full and realize that that's something really interesting
that's
going
right.
on in
it's
there.
Something new to attract you.
Exactly, that you didn't even know was happening. And so that ability to kind of pop in and learn something, it's that lifelong learning piece that is so important.
The other thing, of course, is for aspiring authors, whatever your venue, this is absolutely the place to come, because you're going to have the opportunity to see literary associations, peer group communities that can help you peer review your writing, all the way through to people that are publishers, people who are designers. So it's kind of a one-stop shop, whether you plan to do an ebook or a hard copy, soft copy, a coloring book, you name it. I've had a number of people, of course, I'm involved in career coaching and career transitions, to say, this is the 2 weeks, 2 days you want to come down and just hang out. You have no idea whose shoulder you're going to rub with, certainly, if it could be an author that would take you under their wing, but just as important is that person that's going to help you get from the written word out into the market.
Without a doubt. In fact, we have several different things. There's the panels that are mostly populated by authors that are fairly well known in their craft. Then we have workshops to help bringing those authors to the public in a way that is really the hands-on help you do what you want to accomplish. And then for those aspiring authors, as you said, there are three author pavilions where those folks get 2 hours to sell their books, sign copies, talk with the public, where they may not otherwise have that opportunity because they might be that diamond in the rough that we don't know that they're going to be the next R.L. Stein or Jody Picoult,
and who are both coming, by the
way. Are both going to be here, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they in the literary world, some of these folks are like rock stars. So a Jody Picoult or an R.L. Stein, those are authors that other authors look to as role models.
In fact, some of the bigger sessions, of course, you better get there early because you got to stand in line. And one of the individuals I moderated last year, Kim Edwards, who in herself, she wrote The Memory Keeper's Daughter, several other fiction stories. I mean, she herself has quite a draw, but she was sitting there saying, I waited an hour to get into so-and-so's session, you know, as a visiting author seeing her peers and peer aspirants. So don't think that anybody is of any rank, file, serial number, whatever, that this is truly a community experience.
Right. And from the authors that I've spoken with, they really relish the opportunity to interact with one another.
And help. And
because
help.
There is so much of that interaction, that personal touch. It's all about being with the people and being able to share ideas or share stories and be able to just spend time with their peer group.
You bet. Of course, a lot of the proceeds of the festival turn right back to Literacy Connects as one of your avenues to donate. And of course, that is not just about reading books, but also writing. So I think new to this year, you've got several writing competitions.
Right. We've always done a children's writing competition, but this year we added an illustration competition for students, for young people, and have had great success in getting pictures and drawings and paintings submitted for the artist competition, as well as hundreds of stories from young people across the community. And so that really has eliminated the adult writer. And so we have had our inaugural adult master's writing competition, and we were kind of hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, we would have 200 entries. We had over 300 and have had winners in three categories: fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. And those folks will be presenting in the Arizona Daily Star tent on Saturday. And then 50 people from that group of writer competitions are actually going to be taking part in a master's writing workshop that has five of the authors at the festival going to teach that writing workshop the 2 days following the festival. So we think that this has just been a wonderful initiation into the world of a writing contest and a workshop schedule for that purpose, and that we will look forward to it growing and becoming much more a part of what people look for at the festival.
That's
too.
That's right. For those of you who may have just joined us, we're speaking with Marcy Euler, who's the newly appointed executive director of the Tucson Festival of Books. You know, that tagline, where words and imagination come to life. I think that really hooks the spirit, but it also shows that breadth that of opportunity you all are capturing to do these innovative things and new creative ways to tap into people and kind of demystify something that might otherwise hold them back.
Absolutely. So the gifts that we make to the community in terms of the granting of our profits go to Literacy Connects, as you said, Reading Seed, as well as to the University of Arizona for their outreach programs to expand literacy opportunities for young people in the community. But we also have an enormous Science City area that is focused on the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math,
that's right,
and the literacy components of those. Often that is it's like foreign language for people. And so being able to expand into the science area has been a very positive part of the growth of the festival. Teachers, we do professional development credits free of charge for any session that a teacher attends in the College of Education building. And so we are trying to reach out to the community in ways that really expand the reach of a 2-day festival. So it's not only one Saturday and Sunday.
Well, in fact, you mentioned you've got 200 volunteers and staff that's going to be in position to work this all year round. For our listeners, then, Marcy, how can people help you out?
How can they help us?
Well, I mean, add to the 1,800 volunteers that come to the weekend, of course, at some point, but other ways.
Well, there's certainly by visiting our website, if people are interested in volunteering, you can sign up for the sessions, the times, and the activities that we have available. So I would highly recommend anyone who's interested in doing a 2-3-4 hour shift, we welcome your help.
And that's TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org.
Yes. And then the other thing is we have a membership-based group called Friend of the Festival. And for $30 for an individual or $50 for a household, you are able to help sustain the festival in a way that allows you to have some special event privileges throughout the year. We are trying to grow that and really make that an organization that we aren't requiring you to attend meetings or anything of that nature, but that we will be doing some special things to thank you for your support as a friend of our event,
yeah. And again, to keep people mindful of this, is that the authors that are coming, there's quite a rigorous vetting process that's used to select the authors that actually come. So I know some authors that I encouraged to apply, and they didn't get in. And they said, well, what's with that? I said, well, you got to understand this is XYZ. So the not to say an element of snobbery, but to say that your committees, these volunteers, have been very careful to think through the selection of the authors and how to couple them together in panels or individuals.
Right. And it is actually the public can't even imagine all of the moving parts to this. And the authors committee takes great care to make mm-hmm. sure that the people that are being invited and the panels that are put together are going to be of interest to the public, that we are not just taking everyone because they want to come, but because there is a reason behind their participation. And not being invited one year doesn't mean the next year that somebody might not be more than welcome to participate.
And likewise, for someone who's sitting there and listening to our show who maybe is a first-time author, to think, oh, there's no chance for me. That's not true, because you folks do a very nice job of balancing the demographics across the people you select.
Right, and that's where that author pavilion comes into play, that a number of those folks are first-time authors or very, very focused in their
niche,
subject area. Right. And so it provides an opportunity for those folks to participate in a way that maybe they wouldn't otherwise have had the opportunity.
So I would take us back to this idea. This is about the community for Tucson. It's with the community's help that we're making it happen. But it's also about building a community, both amongst the authors and the visitors. I know one of the panels I'll be moderating has a four-time New York Times bestseller winning author, with a first-time author, with someone who's done three or four books, both fiction and nonfiction. So for me as a moderator, the challenge is going to be, of course, to make sure all three of these individuals get their time in the sun, but also to see if we can't catalyze the kind of questions that would ignite a dialogue. And it was interesting, I was speaking with the individual that's the four-time New York Times, and she said she loves the opportunity to interact and watch the sparks that happen with first-time authors. It keeps her fresh.
Right. In fact, often the panels are put together with that kind of idea in mind, that this will be far more interesting when there is a dynamic that's not just set and simple to connect the dots. And
so for those of you who are volunteering, by the way, just be rest assured you're going to learn something in the process, too. This isn't just about coming and collecting tickets.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think the other piece of it that's so much fun, though, is people leave their titles at the door, so to speak, is that you'll have people that are helping with setup and cleanup that are very prominent leaders in our community, as well as younger employees or students from the U of A. So it's a great mixer for Tucson.
Right. You know, the U of A was founded with the purpose of educating the citizenry of our state. And this is the largest literacy event in Arizona, as well as the Science City portion being the largest science festival in the state. And this is just in such support of the mission of the U of A. It's something I'm really proud to be associated with and part of, because I feel so strongly that we need to really do everything we can to encourage people to have a foundation in literacy that helps them with their education in the future.
Well, I have to say, Marcy, I don't know who the other candidates may have been to become the first executive director, but they were up against some pretty stiff competition in you, because your passion and your commitment to this event comes off so naturally.
Oh, thank you.
We are so lucky here in Tucson to thus have you be the guiding light, and one that's got the humility and the humbleness as well to know that there are a lot of people out in front making this happen.
Well, you are very kind, and I would say that the founders of the festival and the people who have really started this 6 and 7 years ago, even though this is the fifth event, there were years of planning. But the Bill and Brenda Viner, Bruce Beach, John Humanick, Frank Farias, the library, the folks at the Pima County Public Library, the support of the university and the newspaper. Without all of that, this just doesn't happen the way it has evolved. And so,
well, and I'm looking forward to watching you keep track of them and get them in tow behind you and all these creative new things that you and your expanding following is going to continue to bring forward. So again, congratulations. My guest here, Ben, is Marcy Euler with Tucson Festival of Books.org, and we'll see you on March 9th and 10th.
Great, thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for your support of the festival.
As always, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and keep going.
Great.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.